Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma City.
Amen. Amen. And blessings from Wyoming. And looking forward to a good program. And Brother Ralph, I'll let you know when your callers call in.
All right. I appreciate it, sir. And we do welcome everybody to this Wednesday evening at Hope is Alive. Hope is Alive is the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? Those that were set free by the power of the Holy Spirit, performed by the hands of everyday Christians, and they were set free from the things that held them in bondage. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, deliveranceusa.com. Excellent, excellent website set up. All the training you need. All the training, prayers, the problem sheets, the checkoff list, so you can go step by step with going through self-deliverance or deliverance of others. Or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Excellent, excellent book. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you'd like to have that, and he will certainly get that out to you. Well, Pastor, it's a cold and rainy night here in the Ozarks. I'm sure it's probably close to the same weather there for you, and glad to be back on. We had a little time off because of Thanksgiving weekend holiday, and I know that you haven't had, they've shut down your city again, so you haven't had a whole lot of chances for deliverances, but I'm sure you're still taking care of them through the internet and phone calls.
Yes, that's correct, and it is good to be back on the air with you, Ralph, and to tell the story of the good news of course, of Christ himself and being born again, but then we find that there's still people that have problems going on in their lives of various kinds of fear, anger, rage, and depression, and anxiety, and the list goes on, addictions, etc., and yet through the cross, from what Jesus did for us at the cross, we can get people free of those problems. It's called deliverance, as you're discussing, in your opening there, Ralph, and it's the actual delivering of evil spirits that can be causing those problems. That may sound far out to some people, but 42 years for me that I've been doing this, it sounds pretty normal around here. And all for all the teams at Deliverance Ministries that I formed back in 1984 and started training other people to learn, you know, with what I'd learned and to minister on a one-to-one. So consequently now for, well, the ministry was formed up in 84. So for 36 years, we've been doing about 15 exorcisms a week, and which finally totals out over 700 a year. So we've got lots of practice, as doctors say, or you hear doctors are practicing. Well, we're certainly practicing, and like doctors, we still keep getting better as we learn new things to apply.
Well, praise the Lord. 36 years of labor. It's just really been a wonderful thing if you sit back and think about it. I mean, as you're sitting there saying those dates, I was thinking about where I was in my life, and just thankful that there were men. Even before I realized anything in life, I was just a young teenager then. But there's men like you and then men like Pastor Peters and then so many people that have been laboring all these years to set that foundation or to continue that foundation that they were set on. So people like me and future people can learn what this is all about. And, you know, as you're sitting there talking about that, I'm thinking about how many people that come in the doors are professing Christians. And that just goes to tell you that we're target, that, you know, if all of it if all that you needed was belief, confession, repentance, and baptism, it would have the Bible would have stopped early in chapter 2.
It'd be shorter, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we wouldn't need Paul's epistles. We wouldn't need the book of James talking about calling upon the elders. We wouldn't need any of that. If it was just a done deal right there, never had to do anything else, and life was just fine, we wouldn't need it, and certainly wouldn't need most of the Bible there is. But it's not just that. I mean, it's unfortunate that we live in a fallen world, and part of that fallen world is there is an enemy who come to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to take away and steal and destroy Christians because they're the targets that we have that authority to come against them. As you know, Jesus said he came to destroy the works of the devil, and part of that is he uses little old me, little old Everett, little old Richard. and little old everybody else that's listening tonight, if you're a Christian. And that's why we come on here, because we want to help equip the saints to help build up, testify. We know that from the Word says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And what is that testimony? What the blood of the Lamb has done in their lives. And I was reading in Psalms 32 this evening, and in verse 7 it says, "You're my hiding place, you preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance." And it has a footnote, and it says shouts of deliverance. Well, I got to thinking, Pastor, isn't that kind of what we do? We come on here and shout and sing of deliverance?
Well, yes, and particularly when I got started, I shouted a lot. But as time goes on, you find out that it's with the authority with which you speak that drives these evil spirits out. It's very clear to me today why Jesus commanded believers to cast these spirits out, because our experience has been most people have them and have probably several dozen of them, all in some special way that you're trying to steal, kill, and destroy in a Christian's life. And so it's clear to me now why Jesus gave us that command. And then sadly, as we look around, not many believers, not many churches even, seem to be focusing on those scriptures. They skip over them.
It is unfortunate. Pastor, did you have any deliverances since we last talked, either through the internet or through phone calls?
I have not. It's been a rather quiet time. Not sure why that is. We have skipped this. This next Monday we'll be meeting again due to the Oklahoma City mayor, and some new declarations that he put out. We skipped two Mondays, but we'll meet again on the 7th next Monday.
Okay.
So we're anxious to get back in the saddle and get after it. It's, we're kind of used to doing it Monday nights after 36 years of doing it.
Yeah, I bet when Monday night came around, you didn't know what to do.
It seemed very strange.
Well, you know, there is that possibility. Maybe you've just taken care of everybody and they didn't need you.
Well, that's right. We could always say, well, I guess we finished out Oklahoma here. Or we need to go to another state. But that's a joke, of course.
Yes. Yes. No, it is unfortunate. I mean, you don't have to walk very far out in a crowd, and you can just see the oppression that's on people. And, you know, it's just a shame that it's not being taught more in the churches, that so few know about it, that they don't really understand their authority, don't understand their power that has been given to them. That commission, I mean, the Great Commission was to us. And part of that Great Commission was to cast out evil spirits, to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to lay hands on them, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to baptize, to preach the gospel. And really, there's so little of that going on. And that's why we come on each year weekend, you know, each week to encourage people, let them know that this does happen. Let them know that, you know, people come on and say, hey, I had this problem in my life. Even though I was professing Christian, I still had all these problems. A lot of it, you know, a lot of it stems from early childhood trauma. I mean, that just seems to be the most common thing we hear. And and with that trauma, those are doors that are open that spirits come in, and those have to be dealt with. A lot of that's just dealt with forgiving. It's dealt with inner healing. It's dealt with just closing the doors, those two doors of healing the trauma and forgiving. Usually they shut the legal grind out, the legal grounds, and they just come right out.
Yes, and that certainly happens. And it takes a while for some people to work through all the forgiving people that they feel wronged them, but also forgiving themselves. And occasionally we run into someone needs to forgive God because they never had any teaching about Satan and his demons, so they're blaming God for the bad things that have happened in their life, not knowing anything else. And I've seen evil spirits hang on to that as a legal right. As Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you'll be turned to the tormentors. So that is a major door we have to get closed with each person. And if we don't get it closed, we may not be able to cast the spirits out at all. Or if we do, with the power we've been given, they're likely to be back because that door for evil spirits to come back is open.
Yeah, and it's even mentioned in Scripture when they, you know, they're cast out in the waterless places and they look back at their old house, and obviously they're not able to see in the house if there wasn't some sort of door or even a window or something wasn't open, and they say, you know what, I'm going to go back there, and I'm not only going to go back, I'm bringing seven of my buddies that were worse than before. So it's really, really important to deal with those doors. Obviously, we can have the authority to come and cast out. And as Pastor Cox has testified many times in the early years of their ministry, they would spend all night hollering and shouting and getting them out. And they realized I think you said you went to prayer with the Lord and said, there's got to be an easier way. And he showed you the door closing prayer. And that right there has made the outburst stop. It sets a foundation for keeping deliverance and not just having it, but keeping it. And then obviously there's the other tools that the ministry gives out to maintain and keep that deliverance. And part of that's on the yellow sheet they hand out, that it's really important to keep that godly fellowship, to make the right choices, to read and study the Word, to practice your I Ams, which, you know, this ministry is familiar with that as well, I Am confessionals, and to practice forgiving. And that forgiveness will come throughout your life where you got to do it. I've had it happen to me recently with an association that we're dealing with. I was really upset with how something happened, and I recognized that it was affecting me. So I really set on forgiving and say, you know, I'm just not going to let this bother me. I'm going to work through it, do what the word says, and just forgive and bless. Well, Pastor, I believe we have Connie. Connie, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yes, hi, Connie. I'm glad you called in. It's Ralph up in the Branson area. Why don't you go ahead, Connie, and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance, what your deliverance was like, and so forth.
Well, I moved here from West Virginia about 2 years ago to the Oklahoma City area, and I was born again. I met the Lord when I was a young girl. I was about 4 years old, actually, and I had an encounter with the Lord, and just grew in my faith throughout the years, and had been interested in inner healing and deliverance for many years. Had kind of a tragic childhood. My mother committed suicide when I was a young girl, and she was a woman of faith, so I had a lot of questions and pain growing up over that issue. And through the years in ministry, I just had a lot of questions about inner healing and deliverance. I met and got some training underneath William Sudis while I was in West Virginia, just brief seminars. Didn't really have any pastors or anybody in the area that was working with inner healing and deliverance on a regular basis, so I was kind of self-teaching myself through books and YouTube, and knew that myself and many people that I ministered to needed further direction. And then the Lord moved us here to Oklahoma City 2 years ago, and just by word of mouth was told about the deliverance ministry just a couple months ago, and it was just an answered prayer. I think the Lord has led us to the area, both for our own healing. My husband was a Mason for many years, and so the two of us both were hungry for more information on inner healing and deliverance for our families and for those we minister to. And when I came the first time for myself, I was having an issue with something called burning mouth syndrome, and it's a very rare thing. And I'm a nurse, and the doctors couldn't figure out what to do, couldn't figure out how to treat it. It was preventing me from working. I couldn't stand to wear a mask for very long, and with COVID, of course, we need to wear a mask all the time in nursing. And so I came there for that and went through some deliverance and inner healing, and the burning mouth syndrome went away. The Lord completely healed me within 24 hours. I never had any further symptoms from it. So that was a blessing, because I've been suffering with that for about 2 months, and it just felt like I had scalded coffee in my mouth for basically 2 months. It was all the time. So I was it was beautiful to see the Lord just completely heal that in that time that I was there, my first time that I came. And then I came for a second time and just got further more inner healing from trauma that I had had and soul ties that I'd had, and really got a lot of physical relief as well as sleep returning to me. I literally, when we went through some inner healing and some of the tension left my body, my whole body felt different for 2 days. It was kind of sore from the changes of going back to where it needed to be, the positions it needed to be. So it was a beautiful thing for that to happen. So a lot of tension was gone and a lot of realignment occurred, and it was a beautiful experience for me. And then just to know, was told that we could come there for training, and you, Everett, had been called by the Lord to raise up an army of deliverers, and that was an answered prayer, because, you know, we had, in the little bit of time that I did the ministry in West Virginia, it was really hard to have anybody at all who had the time and was called to assist on a regular basis with that. And it's, you know, important to have some backup and some other people helping on a regular basis. So it's just been a blessing. Almost brought me to tears the first day I came to training. that there were other people there like us who had the same call from the Lord, who were willing to invest time, and just the training that's being offered is just such a blessing to me and my husband both.
Awesome, Connie. And now, when you were ministered to, did you feel those spirits coming out, or how do you know they were there?
I just felt a lightness. I felt a burden lifting. There was one episode where I did feel like increased tightening in my throat and increased salivation, specifically on the left side of my throat, which was interesting that it was only doing it on the left side of my throat. There was one episode where we were going through some stuff, and I felt some tension and a tightness in the right side of my right shoulder and chest area. And it was relieved as we went through the deliverance process. So I did have some physical, but mostly, you know, above the physical relief, it was just a spiritual lightening. I just felt a lightening, like a load had been lifted off of me.
Yes, a lot. It varies with each person, of course. And,
yes.
But yawning, coughing, or burping is pretty common, or people just feel it go, or kind of like what you described. You just felt better, or a likeness came upon you. Now, when they did the limb check, did you have a short leg or short arm that adjusted?
Both. I had the first time I came, both my legs at the end of the deliverance session were still pretty uneven. The second time I came, I had continued to work the process off the materials that I had received there, and I continued to work the process at home, and my limbs were even on the next visit, and one of my arms was longer than the other, and, you know, we sat there and went through that process and watched the arm just completely straighten out and become even, so that was really neat.
It is so cool, and it's really a miracle that we can watch right in front of us, you know. I've actually seen 42 years of that. The church I started going to back in 1978 was doing it, but I never get over the amazement of watching that. As we speak in Jesus' name, commanding adjustment, then we see an arm or a leg adjust out. You know, people go to chiropractors a lot to have those adjustments, but our Jesus will do it while we watch. Most amazing. I'm almost disappointed when the person doesn't have a short leg or a short arm. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a beautiful physical representation of the love of our Father, and it's just how miraculous and simple things can be when we call upon the name of Jesus. It's beautiful. And when we did the we did some skull adjustment, the plates were, like, for 2 days after that, my skull was literally, it was sore. I know I got some serious changes with that. So that was a beautiful thing.
Well, it's really a lesson to all of us that shows what, when we speak, like in that, what happened with you, when we speak in Jesus' name, there is obviously a power that goes out. And if that's the case, if we see that happen when we speak in Jesus' name, what else can happen when we speak
Absolutely.
In Jesus' name? So it's just the starting point of showing each person how valid that is and to encourage us to step out.
It just takes a step of faith, and that's all the Lord requires of us, is just to step out in faith, and He is always just so wonderful at showing Himself, and He likes to, you know, make us aware of how present He is and how much He loves us, and that, you know, His blood is still as powerful today as ever was, and it's still pouring out for us, and you know, I just think that it's a beautiful representation, everything that we're seeing as we're being ministered to, and being able to share that with another it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's lovely to pray in your home and have the Lord touch you physically, but when you get to share that with another person, it's just that relational part of that is just a beautiful process too. And I want people to know that it's not intimidating. There's nothing to be frightened about. It's very calm. I have been in deliverance sessions, not here, but in West Virginia, that were, a little bit more riled up, I would guess we would call it. But, it was very simple. Yawning and different things like that were very, very simple and not intimidating or scary at all.
And the reason that happens, Connie, is because of the door closing prayer. We used to have all that happen when I first started.
That has been astonishing to me, just seeing the door closing prayer and the power behind that and, seeing the difference in when someone completes it and when they don't has been just amazing to me. That was a God-given thing that you were provided, Everett. It's just beautiful.
Well, I never sat down to figure one out. It just kind of happened because we were having all that heavy activity of outcry and all. And it's kind of fascinating to see those supernatural things happen in the beginning. But after a while, you get to the point of where you want to get the job done and go home early.
Yes, sir. I agree with that.
I kept praying, Lord, show us how to do this better. We wanted to go home earlier, and so he started showing us that we needed to be closing the doors that these spirits had come through, and then they'd be easier to cast out without a lot of fight and being defiant and all that.
Yeah.
And so I started learning about the doors. There's 15 doors that we've learned about through the years, and so I just kept putting those in a prayer and developing it. I tweaked it now 42 years. Takes about 15, 17 minutes of people repeating, breaking all kinds of curses, generational curses and word curses, witchcraft curses, and so on, and also repenting of many things. It's an overkill for any one person. But in the process of that door closing prayer, we usually pretty much cover and get the doors closed that were open with most people, and then as a result, the ministry turns out to be easygoing, as you just alluded to.
So, yes.
Well, have you been able to set in on any ministry cases yet in the training?
Yes, I sat in on my first one the week before Thanksgiving, and it was rather interesting, and it was just a beautiful time. It was someone who'd been through deliverance multiple times, probably four or five times, so it was a good one for me to sit in on because she probably knew the deliverance prayers and things that she needed to say better than me reading them off the paper, so... But, it was a really good experience for my first time.
Well, and, of course, what we've done over the years is put together a checklist with those steps on it that we've learned to do. So it makes it easier for someone learning this as they learn to do those steps on the yellow sheet, the ministry report. As they learn to do those steps, then... With those, you can minister to the bulk of the world out there if they want ministry. And, of course, that's always a major point. Someone will bring somebody sometimes. Well, they don't want to change. Well, there's plenty of people that are tired of their torment, and they want to change. They're looking for someplace, and most people don't know where to go.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is the beautiful thing is I have people from multiple states that are interested in deliverance ministries and are excited. And, I've had one person already come from out of state to come. It's sad that it's not more available. And that's the beautiful thing in what you're doing, Everett, is, by raising up many people, it's sending it back out into the world and to take to the nations. And that's a beautiful thing to do. And it's just been a blessing. I'm so excited. My husband and I are so excited because, we've been seeking to try to grow and learn more about this for the last 8 years. And all of a sudden, here by word of mouth, we find a place. So You know, it's when it's the right time and the right place, the Lord drops you where you're supposed to be.
And you remember how good you felt afterwards. Well, what's interesting is as you get to ministering, every minister has a huge high they're on. I think in some cases, we probably, when we're ministering to somebody else, we may drive a few spirits that have come back into us out.
Yes, I concur. Right. I agree. And I think that, you know, that's one of the good things is because you stay, you know, the longer you're away from something, the more apt you are to drop that routine. And so when you're coming regularly on Monday nights to minister to other people and to learn, you're keeping those habits and those practices active in your daily life also because, you know, you're staying refreshed and you're staying renewed and you're staying re-energized with new information and with follow-up information and with each case that you're working with and the new people that you're meeting to minister with. It's just a great fellowship and just a wonderful time to spend that and share that with somebody else. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to see somebody healed and set free. So, you know, I agree. It's something that as we're ministering, we're getting ministered to at the same time.
I'm still amazed, Connie, that God would use little me to do this, and it's so fascinating that he does. And then I can sit down with somebody, as the other ministers can, in a few hours, actually see their lives turn around. They often
Absolutely.
Look younger. Their faces are softer.
Yeah.
And they have that comment, I feel lighter.
Yes. Well, and you can see a youthful ministers. Appearance return to them, too. I want to take before and after pictures.
Well, we thought of that, but usually the people are so nervous when they come in anyway.
Yes.
They probably run out the door if we said, well, step over here. We want to take your picture.
Yes, they probably would. But I'd love just them to be able to see a before and after picture because it's always such a radical change. You know, they come in with such weariness and burden and, you know, they look 10 years older than their age. And when they leave, they're smiling and they're lighter. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing to behold.
It's so amazing. We've seen it constantly over these years. And we all marvel over it when we talk among ourselves about the different cases we've had and how they look so different when they left.
Yes.
Just about every case that fits into that category. Well, I'm excited that you're going through the training, Connie. You're in for high adventure and a fulfillment in your life, certainly that I never got in all the business areas and flying airplanes and skin diving and snow skiing and all those. this is the high of all highs, and it's for every Christian. It's normal
it
Christianity. Any Christian can learn to do this and do it well. It's not a gifts thing. Some people do have certain gifts. I don't seem to have any special ones, but all Christians can learn to do it. Well,
amen. Amen. We're all commissioned to do it. So it's a beautiful thing that you know, the Lord has empowered you to be able to teach and provide the information and training and a place to do that. It's just a gift. It's a gift to all of us, for sure.
Well, with a minute left, Connie, do you have any final comments to the listeners before we wind up?
I would just encourage you to seek what the Lord has available for you, that this is a wonderful opportunity to get involved with and just to come and witness and see the change in yourself and to know, you know, that the Lord promises he'll be our deliverer. So, you know, that would be my encouragement to everyone is to come with your curiosity, come with your doubt, come, but bring it all to the table and say, Lord, you know, show yourself evident to me, and he's always gracious to do that, and, you know, he's beautiful, and he's here to set us free. He doesn't want us to be bound, and I'm grateful that I found the Deliverance Ministry. I'm grateful that you're there, Everett, to help assist us in learning some of this stuff so we can take it everywhere we go.
Well, thank you, Connie, for that great testimony, and We are out of time, so I look forward to seeing you on Monday night. And God bless you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I appreciate the time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a fantastic testimony.
Yes.
What a fantastic testimony. Richard, I don't have a strong signal again this evening, so when the next caller comes on, please let us know. Hello?
Hello?
All right, guys, here's Veronica. Veronica, welcome to the program.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks for calling. Ralph is on here with me up in the Branson area. Say hi, Ralph.
Howdy, Veronica.
Hi, Ralph.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, a little far away. Let me put this volume up a little bit. 1 second. Okay, I think it's better now.
Okay, well, Veronica, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life and how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance has been like and changes you've seen and so forth. So go right ahead.
Well, I am a small business owner, and I stay pretty busy most of the time. Lots of, things going on in my life. I do a lot, for the community, help everyone that comes to me for help, and just kind of leave myself at the end. I would always leave myself at the end, worry about others and not myself. I was born and set free, born again and set free October 2020. And I was going through a lot of negativity, a lot of fear, anxiety, shattering headaches, breathing problems, overweight, any negative thing that would happen or go wrong in my life, I would turn to alcohol. One of my friends, I was venting to her one day, and she said, I've been told about deliverance, and I'm going to try it out on Monday at 5:30. You should join me, and see how you feel. And I was a little hesitant. I didn't know what to expect. I told her, yes, just because I didn't want to make her feel bad. And I said, okay, I'll try it. And the coincidence is that someone had already talked to me about the deliverance ministry. And it was a neighbor of mine from my childhood. However, she didn't know anything that I was going through. Every time she called me, she always invited me and said, hey, you should come, and it's great. I think you'd love it. And obviously, she didn't know all the stuff I was experiencing, but she knew I had a lot of trauma from my childhood. So I think that is why she kept inviting me. And I just kind of put it off, a year or a year and a half, until my friend that invited me on Monday at 5:30 one day, I accepted and I accompanied her, and it was life-changing.
Praise God. So how did it go?
It was lots of tears, different emotions going on. It was a great experience. I would turn to everyone except God, and I felt the Holy Spirit talking to me and telling me, you're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. it's hard to explain everything that I experienced, but it was very, very comforting, very peaceful. I felt comfortable, and it was coming from desperation to peace. And, you know, everyone that was there made me feel like a family, like I was, you know, not just a random person that showed up. They helped me with prayer, made me feel comfortable. I mean, I have never cried like this in my life. I was crying like a baby and getting all of it out, just being set free.
Praise God.
And I felt more clarity, more focus, more peace. I mean, lots of the things I was feeling, you know, were gone. I gave them to God. I said, you know, here you go, take them.
Praise God. Did you feel the spirits coming out, and Veronica?
I absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you know you got quite a few out, like most people. We figure most people unload a good 36 or more. And there's no way you didn't get
there. Oh, yes, absolutely. There were many that came out. It was painful, but I was able to breathe and feel, I don't know, I just felt so good. It was an awesome experience that I recommend anyone going through any type of rejection, trauma, bitterness. I mean, I recommend this 100%. I have no more pain. I spent a lot of money trying to figure out what was going on in my life with all types of different things, such as headaches, rashes, just everything. And I tried everything except God.
It is surprising, Veronica, how many people get set free from pain. Those evil spirits, they torment a lot of different ways, but that's extremely common, as it turns out. We've seen so many that whatever pain they had was gone at the end of the ministry session.
Absolutely. Definitely, it was every time I would want to attend, it would be, I don't know how to describe it, but I would be fine the whole day. But when it came time for me to attend, to go to deliverance or go just to go to anything positive, anything godly, I would get a headache. I would feel weak. I just wouldn't want to do anything. Like I was brain fog. But I fought through that, you know, and I attended. And let me tell you what, I feel 100% better. I'm another person after being delivered.
Praise God. And that is so common. I've heard so many stories of people that, I remember one man, he told me he'd been trying to come for a year. And he finally made it. I remember another man telling me one time that he got up to the door, but he couldn't open it because the spirits were yelling in his ear, "Don't go in there." So all that's going on out there. These spirits, of course, don't want to come to deliverance ministries as they know they'll lose their house.
Right. And, you know, that did happen to me a few times, but and I just never would take the advice of my neighbor, of my childhood neighbor. She kept telling me, "Hey, you need to attend. You need to go. It's going to do you so so much good, and I just never listened. You know, I was like, I really didn't take it into consideration. Like I said, I would attend, I would try different things, go to the doctor, get CAT scans, MRIs, everything except God. So, yes.
Our price was really
extremely great.
Yeah. Now, I remember one of the things that you had to deal with was the unforgiveness when I ministered to you that time. We got hold of some more unforgiveness, and that's, of course, a huge door for demons to stay. Do you remember that and dealing with it?
Yes, I do. It was difficult, you know, to open up. And, you know, the first time I attended, I didn't have much clarity, so I couldn't remember everything. Like, not everything was coming to my mind that I needed help with, that I was struggling with. But, like, the second and third time, everything came, like, there was just more things. I was able to remember names, remember the situation. It was more vivid, like it came to my mind more clearly. I was not as brain fog as the first time. It was like I was blocked at the beginning, and I couldn't really express myself or tell you what was going on, you know, like, oh, this is what hurt. I mean, I would tell you what was hurting at that moment, but not what I was struggling with throughout the whole time. So the second and third time, I was able to have more clarity and express myself and get them all out.
Yes. Yeah, those spirits were fighting, wanting to stay. And everybody's different. While we're able to do a certain number of people in one evening, I've done many that way. Everybody's different, and some need more than one session. Come back several times, whatever. But the good news is it's the power is there. We just have to kind of work through it. And, of course, unforgiveness is such a big door. We've seen many people have to come back because they didn't get all the unforgiveness out toward others or toward themselves, sometimes even blaming God because they never had any training about Satan and his demons doing the bad stuff, you know. So, but I've seen demons hold on to that. So the way we close that door is to forgive everybody, you know. And you certainly did that. So that'll usually make the ministry much easier and more efficient and lasting.
Yes, and I believe that it's, you know, you have to maintain this lifestyle, you know, of continuing to be more spiritual and pray. So I pray the same for all of you out there, you know, suffering, to give your life to God and see what He can do and will do for you.
Yes, and that's right, as we often say and try to teach people, after their deliverance, is, you know, getting free is one thing, staying free is another, and to do those handouts that we give, like the yellow handout with the I Am's on it, but also on the unforgiveness, which is the most tricky of all the doors, is that I'm always teaching this, that the way you have to live the rest of your life, if somebody does you wrong next week, immediately you need to whisper out to God, to Jesus, that you forgive that person and you bless them. You don't have to do it in front of the person, but just as soon as you can whisper it out, Jesus, I forgive that person, I even bless them. That usually takes care of it and keeps the door closed so the demons don't come back in on you. It's so tricky and it's so slippery. I mean, we've all goofed up. I have myself a number of times, and, you know, the flesh kind of fights that.
Right. And now I know, you know, I know how to forgive. I repeat the prayers for breaking the ungodly soul ties. And before, I didn't know any of this. And it just makes me feel more light.
Yes. Yeah, we've heard that before, that people feel lighter after the ministry. And of course, and even when you forgive people, it's the most amazing how you feel better once you forgive someone. Even forgiving yourself is needed. It's, when you went through the door closing prayer, did you get some ministry when you went through that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. The door opening prayers.
Yeah,
those were...
Well, the door closing prayer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bought a lot. I just don't even know where to start. I mean, it's the unrepentant sin, the unforgiveness, the honoring your father and mother regardless of, you know, everything that has gone on. The inheritance, you know, of the curses. It's mm-hmm. something, everything that I learned in deliverance, you know, I had no idea about, like, I didn't have any idea about any of these door closing prayers or opening prayers or breaking ungodly soul ties, keys for staying free. You know, you guys helped me with everything.
Oh, praise God. Well, that's exciting to hear, and that drives us on, you know, to do it again with someone. If we heard it didn't work, we'd have quit long ago, but that's what's kept us at it, you know. And I did a local show in Oklahoma City 22 years, 5 days a week, and it was just a testimony show where I just interviewed the people, kind of like I did with you today, and it was only 15 minutes, but we had about 12 minutes of actual show, but you could tell it, and people would hear that in their cars driving around. It was on at noon, so that worked out pretty good. They'd be in their car going to lunch and hear this testimony, and they would relate to it, thinking, well, that sounds weird, but I've got that problem. I wonder if maybe I could get free of it. You know, so they'd call, and that gave our ministry a start back in 84 when we started that. And I did that 22 years. And here we are doing the show again, different ways. But the whole idea is whoever listens, they may relate to a testimony just like what you shared tonight, and they have the same problems going on.
Yes, and you know, it's hard to get out of the box sometimes and open up to people. And I've always been very reserved and keep everything to myself and kind of handle it as best I know. And Deliverance Ministries has helped me open up and express myself, and I'm happy I did that and I took that step.
Well, you're sure doing good tonight, Veronica. You're telling it very well. And of course, we're used to, I think we've heard about everything there is to be heard out there over these years. And people, you know, they would talk to us when they wouldn't talk to their neighbor or anyone else. They might think they're crazy, but we understand at Deliverance Ministries. And the other point is, whatever they tell us, we probably wouldn't remember it a week or two later. That's certainly my case. It's almost embarrassing. People want to talk about it later, and I can't even remember what we did, you know.
So, right.
Anyway, they all kind of blend together. Well, we're just about out of time, Veronica. Do you have a few closing comments to make before we wind up?
Well, I appreciate everything, you know, and I thank you guys very much. Please continue doing everything that you do, and I pray that God gives y'all many more blessings and more strength to keep on going and helping and changing lives like you've changed mine. And I pray the same for all of the people out there suffering like I did, you know, to give it a chance and see what God can do for them. I was set free, and things have definitely begun to change for me. It helped me get out of my box for sure.
Oh, so good. Thank you so much, Ronick. That was a tremendous testimony and certainly encouraging others out there. God
yes.
bless you.
God bless you, guys. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Yes,
you
thank
too.
You.
That was a fantastic testimony. Wow, just set free back in October. You know, it's just awesome. And it's such a typical testimony, what she's talking about. And you know, didn't want to come, didn't want to show up, kind of talked out of it.
How many times have we heard that?
Oh, I know. The enemy does not want people to find out and get through this process, because they know that when they're going in there, their time of where they've been hanging out and their time and their fun of torment is over. And if you'd like to have the joy that people are talking about each week on here, and you don't have it, you don't have that peace that should be coming as a Christian, is a good possibility that you're being oppressed by the enemy, that you're a captive that needs to be set free. You can go to deliveranceusa.com. Or get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard the office at 307-742-7582. But don't put it off. After I went through it, something I kept thinking was, I wish someone had showed me this years ago. So, well, we do thank you for taking time to come out and sit here with us and listen to the testimonies this Wednesday evening. We look forward to having everybody back next Wednesday. And have a great evening. God bless, and we'll see you then.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. Nothing
will harm you.
Nothing will harm you.